It's the WNCW Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm your host, Paul Foster. We're going to be talking about, as our topic this week, Recover Brands. Made in the Carolinas, a sustainable apparel company based in Western North Carolina. Recover Brand teased so many might be comfortable, you might like their design and so forth, but we are primarily focusing on the eco-friendly company they are. And just what they use to make their t-shirts, the process. As we have the opportunity to speak with the founder of Recover Brands, Bill Johnston. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me this morning.
Where exactly are you located in the Carolinas?
I work out of our headquarters here in Charlotte, North Carolina. We've been based out of North Carolina since the company started back in 2010.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the company's start. So it began in 2010, and was it your idea? How did it all come together?
So we officially started the company back in January of 2010, and really since the beginning, our mission has been to make the most environmentally friendly and socially responsible products possible, mainly t-shirts and apparel. The idea came about really after discovering the technology. We use 100% recycled fibers in all of our products, recycled plastics, and recycled cotton. And after learning about the technology from my business partner, John, who's been in the textile industry for 30 plus years, I was kind of instantly hooked and really have ran with the idea since. When we first started up, I was actually a recent college grad from NC State and was working for an outdoor adventure company and really came at it from the lens of wanting to get into some sort of sustainable business. And the combination of using recycled textiles and a passion for the outdoors and environmental education really all came together. And we started the business back in 2010.
Let's go into a little bit more of the creation process. I think your website said 8 bottles equal 1 shirt. You just mentioned the plastic bottles a while ago, but take us more into that putting together process.
Yeah, absolutely. So really the two key ingredients for us to make our products are recycled plastics and recycled cotton. The recycled plastic that we use is post-consumer waste. The plastic specifically is the number ones that you put in the recycling bin. So recycled PET, which is typically found in water bottles, Coke bottles, Gatorade bottles, and various sorts of packaging. But those plastics are, you know, literally collected by recycling facilities all over the region, all over the country, and ultimately all over the world, and brought in and then reprocessed and broken down into a new fiber to create a t-shirt. I think a good visual for that is to think of, you know, one of our t-shirts is made of the equivalent of 8 12-ounce bottles. So you can visualize, you know, a water bottle, which is cleaned, basically chopped up into really, really thin flakes. Those flakes are then melted into pellets, and the pellets are then extruded into a new fiber. So basically heated up to create a new yarn. So ultimately taking those bottles and making a t-shirt out of it. What we think about is those fibers that we use and using 100% recycled fibers in the actual product.
And are other types of clothing also produced with this procedure?
So recycled plastic was traditionally found in other textile applications. You know, a lot of carpets and more industrial processes. We actually when we started up, the idea was to take that recycled plastic and blend it with recycled cotton. And that's really one of the things that we've pushed the envelope on is developing a finer count yarns that are a lot softer that we are able to use in apparel applications. And the interesting thing about it is using recycled materials has been around for a long time. Once upon a time, though, it was a lot of people perceived it as not being good or being lesser quality, but that couldn't be further from the truth. It's actually nearly identical in performance to virgin material. So we're really able to make a premium product out of those recycled fibers.
Here on WNCW's Friday Feature, we're talking about eco-friendly methods being used to produce t-shirts by Recover Brands. Headquartered in Charlotte and based here in the Carolinas, our guest is the founder, Bill Johnston. Bill, as we continue our conversation, Recover Brands is also involved with what's called Protect Our Parks campaign?
Yes. So we launched our Protect Our Parks campaign early last spring. The idea behind the campaign was really to offer something to individuals and consumers where they could directly impact things that they cared about. And this particular case, protecting our public lands. In today's world, our public lands being pretty vulnerable right now, it's a great opportunity for individuals to be able to support an initiative where they know that their proceeds from, you know, their individual purchase are going directly towards a campaign. And so we partnered up with the National Park Foundation for this particular program and donate proceeds from every Protect Our Parks shirt sold directly to the National Parks Foundation. And really, the hope for that is to, you know, raise awareness and funding to protect those parks in the places that we love, and to give individuals an opportunity to support those initiatives with something that they can support and get behind.
And also, you guys are involved with something called the Carbon Offset Program.
Yeah, we developed our Carbon Offset Program really as a way for our wholesale customers to be able to contribute towards carbon offsets. We partnered up with the Carbon Fund and basically have designed a program where we give our wholesale customers the option to contribute towards carbon offsets, and we will match their contributions. Once a wholesale customer is involved in that program, they will donate 10% of the sale from their shirt will go directly towards that carbon fund. And then we actually match that. So we're able to donate 20% of the total sale directly to the carbon offset program. And in this case, we've chosen to support reforestation, and particularly in the Amazon. There's a natural environment down there that really needs protection. And so we've partnered up with the Carbon Fund to direct those proceeds and that funding directly to their programs.
Reaching out to other parts of the world, looking at our parks and trying to help maintain them and take care of them here at home. A lot of good stuff, not to mention the product and how it's being put together by Recover Brands and founder Bill Johnston. Bill, it's been a pleasure talking with you. If anyone would like to know more about your company, how could they get in touch with you folks?
The best way to find us is at recoverbrands.com. Contact us there. And we'd love to hear from anyone. And I really appreciate your time today, Paul.
Bill Johnston, thank you again for being with us. Friday feature interviews of the week on WNCW, also available as a podcast on our website, which is wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.